Right now, I want to invite to the show a dear friend of ours. His name is Lee Vickers. We haven't had Lee on in quite some time, but Lee Vickers is the founder of Varsity Nation and also youth football coach here locally in mid-Michigan. Let's talk some high school sports, specifically high school football, with Lee Vickers. Lee, how you doing, my man? Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Hey, thanks for having me out today.
Lee, I first off want to ask you, what is, because again, you're the founder of Varsity Nation, you football coach, and you work with a lot of high school football athletes here locally and beyond. What are the summer months like for a high school football player?
Oh, it's a grind.
No time off, right?
No off season. It should be that. I mean, there's always those saying, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Right.
And so for a lot of the guys, it's a opportunity for them to increase their conditioning. So when those tour days come about, they don't die. They don't cramp up. They don't get so banged up that they can't compete on that Friday, that Thursday night. So it's all about preparation.
So, Lee, as far as a schedule goes, because I know the NCAA is pretty strict when it comes to when high school athletes can work out, and especially, don't even get me started when it comes to the college realm, but especially when it comes to the MHSAA, there are rules and regulations as to how much you can work your players in the off season during the summer months. What are those regulations?
Well, you have a few hours as a coach that you can, high school coach, that you can allocate toward 7-on-7, which is basically defensive backs, quarterbacks, wideouts, linebackers, tight ends, and your quarterback getting that work in. So no linemen involved in the 7-on-7 other than maybe occasionally a center. And they're really concentrating on getting the flow, getting those quarterbacks being so rusty. A lot of them haven't thrown a ball since November, October. And so it's just a matter of prepping, getting that passing game a little tighter, and getting that camaraderie going, building those relationships with the new receivers, et cetera. Or even better, the new quarterback, if you either had a senior that graduated or what have you. So definitely. In regards to times, coaches can actually coach. They extend approximately 2 to 3 hours in conditioning during the week. And then, of course, you got the dead period that's coming up here around the 2nd of July. And so from the 2nd to the 8th, you won't be doing anything. There will be no contact with any of your players. And so up until the 2nd, everybody's really trying to get as much work in as they can.
Gotcha. Now, you mentioned the hours. So how many hours can you work them a week?
Generally about 7 to 8.
7 to 8 hours total throughout the week during the summer months?
Correct.
As far as the recruiting regulations are concerned, Lee, I'm curious to know about those as well, because we've talked about recruiting extensively here on Current Sports, and I know there are certain periods where coaches can go out and see certain players and have that contact with them. I know what it's like during the college football season, but what is it like during the summer? How hot is the recruiting trail during the summertime?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it really gets kind of ramped up in May. Colleges, as well as independent programs, put on combines or camps, particularly the college camps, and that's where that exposure really comes in. That recruiting happens a lot. One of the programs I work with in concert is Rising Stars. I was in the Detroit area with Coach Reggie Williams. And, I mean, these guys are going out every week and catching camps as far as Clemson over to Tennessee State, Grand Valley, et cetera, and so forth. And we got kids getting offers from Morgan State, Kentucky, Michigan State. You name it. I mean, but again, no off season for us. We've been putting in, work throughout the year, pretty much since Christmas break, just getting kids ready for our skill development, things of that sort. So when, once they get to a camp, they know what to do because they've been doing it for 5 months, you know. And so that, that gives them an opportunity to, you know, shine when that, that light's on them.
Yeah, for sure. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Lee, you are currently at Northwood University, right, for a one-day camp?
Yeah, yeah. Northwood is putting on a camp here at Country Day down in the Detroit area. And, I mean, we got kids from all over the state here. And, you know, they're busy trying to impress, you know, all the coaches and really adding to their skill set. Definitely, definitely. And so Northwood gives the opportunity to kind of satellite it a little bit because they're D1. As you know, the satellite camps for D2, but pardon me. The satellite camps for D1 kind of got messed up with the whole Harbaugh thing. So,
right. Very true.
So now all the D2s have been taking advantage of it, and they've been hosting at their camp. So like Wayne State had a few of them earlier this year already. Northwood's doing one here, obviously, at Country Day. And so a lot of schools are getting really creative in the process. Because it's just a lot of competition nowadays. I mean, for good quality athletes to come to your program and help right away.
So a camp like today, it's a one-day camp from 1 to 4 p.m. at you know, down in Detroit. At you said Cass Tech right now, Lee?
No, Country Day.
Country Day at Detroit, yeah. Country Day. So what kind of – is it just Northwood that's there, or are there other schools there as well and other coaches from other different universities recruiting there as well today?
Yeah, Northwood is hosting and sponsoring, putting it on,
right,
with the Country Day staff. Well, I've yet to see any other coaches from other programs, but they may be lingering around. I'm kind of tied up inside right now, but
right.
Obviously with the interview. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times you'll get a couple different staffs come out and take advantage of the fact that, you know, Northwood put on a good program and get the chance to see these kids, you know, perform, because, you know, all the kids can't get everywhere. You know, like I said, we just finished a bus tour that took us as far as Clemson University. And so, you know, everybody can't always, you know, afford to make that big investment of a week or so of time and getting away from family and friends and getting out to be seen, you know. But, hey, when you have them locally, like we just had a few weeks ago, Best of the Best camp was held out at Oakland High School.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coach Watson and those guys did a great job there. We had coaches from NAIA, Division III, Division II, all there representing their given schools and, you know, watching to see who's going to flash, who can they bring in, you know, to help their program move a step forward. And so, I mean, I just love this part of the year. It's one of my favorite times of the year, quite honestly, just because, I mean, kids' lives are being changed forever by, you know, just the work they've been able to put in. So,
yeah, that's so true. Yeah, and we actually had our very own current sports intern, Jacob Herbert, at that camp at Okemos High School. And very cool stuff. I believe Ken Manny, strength and conditioning coach for Michigan State football, he was there presently. Present at the camp talking to the young men. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. This is his second year. And, you know, Coach Manning is a firecracker, man. I mean,
that's an understatement.
To say the least, right?
He
gets the kids going. You know, obviously because he's a strength and conditioning guy, he can come out, but all the rest of the staff had to stay away this year. But, man, like last year before the new NCAA rules, I mean, we had Eastern out there, Herb and his guys. We had, you know, Coach from Central and all his guys. I mean, a few of the guys who were Rocks Nation got offered last year. Who was it? Deshaun Lowry, he got offered from Siena Heights. And I think it was Kenny Schmidt, he got offered from Concordia University. This kid's getting their lives changed, and both of these kids end up getting actually bigger offers at Division II level at Davenport University. So they'll be starting there soon.
That is very cool stuff. And Lee, again, you being the founder of Varsity Nation, working with many local high school football players who have turned heads over their high school careers. What in addition to players like Deshaun Lowry and Kenny Schmidt, what other great young talents in this area from Mid-Michigan are you currently working with?
Well, I'd like to plug a couple kids. I've been working with Rising Stars all winter long, so I mean, I got a handful of kids down there in the Detroit area, but obviously our audience is primarily Mid-Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I'll plug a couple kids that I haven't worked with in some years, but Mike Lynn III, he's been working with the Legacy Program, as well as Cody. He traveled with us to Cody Blankenberg out of Saxton High School and Mike Lynn III out of Lansing Catholic. These guys have been grinding since eighth grade. And Mike just actually got an offer from Concordia just a few days ago. Cody got an offer from Northern Michigan a few weeks back. And he might even have some D1 offers. I'm not 100% certain. So, mm-hmm. I mean, these guys have been, you know, some of the marquee kids in this class of 18 that have really been putting in a lot of work. And, you know, they had the stats to prove it.
Yeah, you can say that again. Folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Coach Lee Vickers, youth football coach and founder of Varsity Nation. Lee, we have just under 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to close things out by getting your thoughts on what has taken place with the Michigan State University football team in the offseason, four players being charged with sexual assault. Lee, you work with young, stout football players in high school on a regular basis. And I want to ask you, I just want to throw you this question. Are high schools and colleges doing enough to educate young men on relations with the opposite sex?
Well, just looking at the landscape currently, you would have, as a responsible person, you would have to say no. There's a lot more we individually as well as corporately could do to, again, educate and encourage a stronger sense of morality. But on the other side of that, there's just cultural norms that have been taking place for the last few decades that really made things really bad. And, you know, a lot of young men and young ladies have been making some bad decisions. I'm kind of a sheepdog kind of guy. And so I'm one who looks to protect as opposed to prey on individuals. And so, you know, it really, really upsets me, you know, particularly, you know, my Spartans having such issues on a seemingly just regular basis lately. It's really bothersome. But I tell you, Coach D'Antonio, those guys that I'm sure have covered those bases is just, you know, is making bad decisions, man. Really unfortunate.
Are you seeing a disconnect at all at the high school level?
At the high school level?
Yeah.
A disconnect. I would say no. I think that message, I mean, even with a sound mind, sound body camp, some of the other, you know, individual programming, I mean, that we do down at Rising Star, as well as, you know, individually with the kids I work with here at Varsity Nation. I mean, I give these kids butt, man. I mean, hey, keep your hands to yourself, you know. Hey, you don't move unless you say yes. You know what I mean? I mean, just common sense, you know, things you just gotta cover. And I feel like it's happening, whether it's at the high school level or the college level, it's just, you know, kids will be kids, you know, and they make mistakes, and you know, some of them are just, you know, I mean, ridiculous, you know. I don't even know what else to say about it.
Well, Lee, we appreciate you weighing in on it, my man, and we will certainly be in touch throughout the summer as camps continue to be in full effect, as many college coaches will be coming out and trying to recruit young talent, especially here locally in Mid-Michigan, and you are on the scene, as you, of course, highlighted throughout this chat. Lee Vickers, youth football coach and founder of Varsity Nation. Lee, thank you so much for your time, my man.
All right. We're trying to build this 517 and change the culture.
You got it.
God bless you.
Always. Thank you, Lee.